You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Burnaby.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Thanks to the camera in your phone, some have been condemned by the gods to suffer the same fate as Narcissus, to fall in love with their own reflection. There's a great two-panel meme that shows Neil Armstrong on the left with the words, "Went to the moon and took five photos," and a pretty young blonde on the right, taking a selfie who, by comparison, went to the bathroom and took 37 photos. Scenery used to be front and center in vacation shots. Today, it's mostly obscured by the smiling mug of the person taking the shot. But there's at least one place where, if you're seen taking selfies, the locals may stare at you like you're from outer space. Apparently, Berliners disclose personal information quite rarely and view the selfie as an intrusion on their privacy. According to research from the University of Hohenheim, German citizens in general are reluctant to share photos of themselves on social networks, and only a few found it useful to do so. The author of the report suggests it may be passed down from the time before the Berlin Wall fell. People, especially in former East Berlin, are more concerned about issues relating to privacy. Other Berliners suggest their no-selfie culture grew out of their famous club scene, where the hallowed venues sought to maintain an air of secrecy, encouraging partiers to revel in the moment. Of course, over time, Berlin has become more like other major cities in its attitudes towards self-indulgence and privacy concerns. But selfies are still seen as a little unusual. Which brings up another German trait. They tend to stare, not judgmentally, but just to see what you're doing. When it comes down to it, cities like Berlin have so much to look at, more interesting than yourself. I'm Cal Coates. Sorry, I don't mean to imply that my beautiful listeners aren't interesting to look at. Let me make it up to you with some very interesting new music from Peruvian DJ producer and coincidentally Berlin-based Sofia Cortesis. It's the title track from her debut, Madres, on World Beat Canada Radio.
Thank you.
brand new music for 2024 from Galithia and the album Secret Love. And Galithia is DJ Massimo Napoli from Catania in Sicily. And we took a spin around the equator. Before that, music from Sofia Cortesis and her new album on Ninja Tune. It's called Madres or Mother. Kieran Alawalia has released a brand new tune specially for Valentine's Day and her hubby, Rez Abbasi. Here she is to tell you about it.
Hello, this is Kieran Alawalia, and I'm so happy to be releasing my new love song specially for Valentine's Day. This is a song called Pancake, which I wrote in a modern Punjabi folk style, and I wanted to incorporate the traditional Punjabi Bhangra rhythm. It's usually played on a dhol, but I wanted to incorporate it on drum kit. And we finally found a Brazilian drum called the cajá and turned it upside down. And that's how we managed to get the bhangra rhythm that I wanted on the drum kit. Now, Pancake is a song I wrote about the time when my husband and guitarist Rez Abbasi and I were dating. And we were having breakfast and his pancakes were finished. So I said, well, you can have my pancakes. And he said, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
That's cool. Taking the Brazilian drum and imitating a dole by turning it upside down. Flipping the Flapjack. Gets Pancake from Kieran Alawalia. More brand new music from Vancouver's Bhangra Rockers and Karma. Straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me for this poke around the planet. My name's Cal Cote.
ਨੱਚਦੀ ਕਿਹਦੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੱਸਦੀ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਉੱਤੇ ਟੱਚ ਕਰਦੀ ਉਹਦੀ ਚੜ੍ਹਦੀ ਜਵਾਨੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਮੁੰਡਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੌਲੀ ਹੌਲੀ ਕਿੱਲ ਕਰਦੀ
Hey, we're in Karma.
And you listen to World Beat Canada. chiamami hasta tarde.
Espérame, espérame.
Featuring Gil Cerezo and Sasha Bubblegum. That is Chulius and the Philharmonicos. Before that, En Karma, and with a brand new single from here in Vancouver, Antara Te Marda. To Turkey now, and Balkan Taksim from an album called Disco Telegraph. It's Lunca from World Beat Canada Radio.
Celulului,